My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we're wondering where Han's been. So listen and enjoy.
So I said, I need a restraining order. She goes, two laugh emojis. Goes, I was hoping you dreamed of me. It would be something nicer, LOL. She goes, okay, like I had a little dog that chop your ass off.
What? Wait, she's setting like a small dog on your ass? What the fuck does that mean?
Canada, Pip. Canada.
Oh, Canadians don't send small dogs after your ass.
Thank you. They have bigger dogs that go after your ass.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they have Rottweilers up there.
I go, maybe I will skip the hug for my safety. She goes, very good. Now I'm scary. I hope you skip it. Gray. I go, I've been scary the whole time. You have been. But now you don't get to hug the man you dream about.
Right.
This is a pretty even match, her and I.
Yeah.
It's a little repetitive.
Yeah, a little bit. But you know what? This is like flirting 101.
Told you she's the girl.
I'm thinking maybe she is a girl.
I'm telling she's the girl.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But she's
it's gonna work
girl,
out.
I
it's going to work out well for fake Davin. Don't you worry.
Okay.
She goes, yeah, because I already hugged you in the dream, LOL.
Oh.
I go, ah, tell me about the dream. She goes, I gave you a hug at the lunch. I go, that sounds nice and sweet. And she like that. I go, she goes, I'm at work now. Just had little time to talk. Going back to work. Talk later. I go, you're working late. Have a lovely day, my ass-kicking friend. She goes, I will get off work by 7 p.m. today. I hope you take good care of yourself. I go, I will try. If I get hurt, I will make sure it will be by you. I give her a little winky thing. She likes that. Thanks so much. I appreciate your words. Smile. You, and I go, you are welcome. And let's say, then I don't hear from her until October 15th.
Wait, what span of time is this?
This is the 10th. She said, I'll talk to you after work. What? Then I don't hear from her until October 15th.
Maybe she was working overtime.
Oh, my God, I'll say.
So that's kind of a bummer, right?
Yeah.
She goes, hi, dear. You don't even bother to message me since all this while. You don't care about me.
Who was saying this?
Her, to me.
Wow.
Wow. What? So she's got some nerve.
Exactly. It's like she's a scammer or something.
Yeah.
Because they usually do have nerves. She goes, you don't care about me. I go, did you message me? We just met. I'm happy you were back. Then later on that day, and I go, now you don't write back. You don't care about me. So that was at 11:05 initially, and then I wrote that again at 3:35. So, all right. I think that's a good place to stop.
We'll be the judge of that.
Well, I mean, it's getting late.
No, it's okay. It's really interesting that, you know, she did come back with the, you don't care about me. You didn't talk to me. Where'd you go? And it's like, it goes both ways. You've been gone for 5 days.
And here's the thing. Usually the scammers, are the ones that make all the contact mostly.
Yeah.
You know, so for her, who's scamming
Nobody
him,
likes a hard-to-get scammer.
Right. But for her to disappear and then decide to come back and then call him on the carpet for not, you know, making the first move, it seems a little weird.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you dropped the ball. This is your job.
But you're not sure she's a scammer.
Not sure.
You think she's a scammer?
I'm thinking that she probably is. It's just this is a completely different tactic.
It's a different vibe.
Almost like a real. You know, she's giving you the girlfriend experience.
Mm. That's what I always want. Is there chemistry here?
Yeah. There's flirty chemistry.
And I don't think I've done, I haven't crossed the line. Just flirting. I'm intrigued.
No, and she's doing this sort of safe, like, I don't want to get too involved with this person, so I'm pretending to be like a tomboy kind of thing. Like, I'm going to beat your ass, which is a new, different thing that girls do, like, to not get
yeah when they're 14,
but not very Asian-y, because before you said like the Asian the tee hee hee. This is not that.
Well, this is more modern.
That's what she did. What do you want me
it's
to tell
a
you?
Mix.
What do you want me to tell you? It's what she did.
I want you to do the tee hee hee again.
Tee hee hee.
Yeah. A little discreet little tee hee hee.
It's funny coming at him. Yeah. I mean, but there's a mix. I mean, I think that there is an old-fashioned cultural norm to like and cover the mouth and be shy. But there's also like she's a woman of the world. She travels to Germany for work. She's not like some you know cloistered girl. She's like
she doesn't seem dumb.
No,
she seems on the ball.
And just because somebody is, you know, worldly doesn't mean that they're not, like, you know, socially arrested. You know, I'm going to beat your ass.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.